few years ago, the first Sea Lord of the Royal Navy mentioned sea blindness. He was basically trying to, I guess, tell his political bosses that at some point we're going to have to stand up and tell you that we can't do all the missions you've assigned to us. And, you know, we've got, I think, are rapidly approaching a situation where our Navy senior leadership should or will have to say those same words, that we don't have enough ships to cover the ground you want us to cover. Do you see that as something that they will actually do, or is that is it just too politically impossible for them to stand up and go, we can't do it with what we got to work with?
We have very different traditions in our Navy and the British political system. People here, generally, officers here don't resign on principle. It's just not part of what's done. And there they do. Or it's not done every day, but it's part of the deal. So I think the chances of the Navy saying what you just said, which I think is approaching the truth, or we are approaching the point where that will be the case, are unlikely. That our naval leadership will do everything it possibly can, reasonably can, to avoid having to bring that message to the political authorities. And it's just the way we do things. I don't think it's good, but I think it's real. So, you know, I think it's much more likely that we'll see ideas like, you know, more of the same, you know, changing crews instead of ships, extending deployments, going to a surge rather than a presence, as a way of trying to do the same national missions with fewer and fewer ships. I think the least likely thing is that some CNO at, you know, some foreseeable time in the future is just going to stand up and say, "I'm sorry, sir, we can't do this. You got to give us more. We can." I think he'd be totally within his rights and totally within responsibility. What's the responsible thing to do? But it's just not the way we proceed here in the United States.
It sure would be good for a couple of news cycles for those that talk about maritime issues, that's for sure.
Well, it'd be good for the country.
Yeah, it's a conversation needs to be done. I know I'm still shaking my head with the comments that, well, for the next few years, we'll be doing 9 month deployments until we are able to move it back down to 8 months, which will be the new normal. Just the classic 1970s burnout is back again, and back in the